about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, yes, yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here, and I hope you are. I hope all of you out there are listening right now to Republic Broadcasting and the program that I host every weeknight at this time, 9 to 11 Central Time. And that is Uncensored Radio Free America. And as promised tonight, once again, back with us for his monthly dialogue with us is Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. Good evening, Bob.
Well, good evening, and how are you this evening?
Well, I'm all right, thank you. I don't know how well the monetary situation is, but I'm doing pretty good. And I see that gold has been doing quite well, too, lately, hasn't it?
It certainly has, and that's in spite of the United States government doing everything it can to destroy it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've noticed the dramatic increase in the, in the price vis-a-vis the dollar. And, of course, we know the dollar is going down every day, so it seems. And yesterday, of course, the Federal Reserve, so-called Federal Reserve, decided to play the game once again of lowering interest rates. And, of course, as I said, it means more trouble and more problems, and it means more easy credit, which, of course, is what created this mess. Bob?
Well, they're putting up all sorts of ideas here.
Uh-huh.
And I think first you have to address the change in interest rates, both at the prime level.
Mm-hmm.
It was a half-point drop, and first time in 4 years, and then a one-half a point drop at the discount window. That's where banks come and borrow money,
mm-hmm.
Just banks. And there has been some talk by the President and Congress about changing some of the rules on lending. And I think probably the jumbo loans, which are maxed at $417,000 right now and are guaranteed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac if they're under 417, I think that might be moved up to, say, $500,000 or $625,000. And I don't know that the president's going to sign a bill like that because he allowed an increase for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac of $20 billion, and Congress was talking about $170 billion. And I think that he feels that he doesn't want to commit himself in that direction until he sees what Congress is really going to do. The increase, decrease in the interest rates that we've just seen will, in essence, only bail out the banks and the investment banking mm-hmm. houses and hedge funds
yeah.
and others who are embroiled in the problems.
All right, we'll be
from
right back.
Mortgages.
Stay where you are.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay. All right, we're back now to continue after the break, so we have plenty of time to talk. Oh, Bob, you see this quick fix, if you will. I don't even want to call it a quick fix, but this announcement by the Fed as more of the same, essentially, to basically put a good face on a very bad and rapidly declining situation, right?
I think that's true, but there's some very important ramifications. Everybody is looking at the change in interest rates, the possibility of not only a bailout for Wall Street, but for mortgage holders, because the field has been evacuated by the mortgage lenders. There's been 158 of them go bankrupt since last December, and we predicted this year 200 will go under. So I think we're going to be pretty close. But the situation with mortgages is that about one-third of them should have never been made. And the bankers know this. The mortgage lenders knew that. And the investment bankers who packaged them and sold them to unwary souls throughout the world, who are other professionals, put a AAA rating on them when, in fact, they were triple B. And there's a vast difference between the two. And we have a crisis of confidence and trust throughout the world with the U.S. financial establishment. And just prior to these happenings in July, foreign central banks had slowed down their purchases of treasuries, and I think that's going to slow down quite a bit more. In fact, as of the end of last year, foreign central banks held about 64.75% of their foreign reserves in U.S. dollars, and I think that might be down around 60 or 61% now, and we won't know until we get the new figures. Those kind of things are irrelevant, and people see them. The figures that they're giving you on the amount of money that's been used by the Fed, the European Central Bank, and the Bank of England, and others, are false. The total figure is about $750 billion, maybe as high as a trillion, because none of them tell the truth. And so, consequently, these loans went to banks, and banks can use the fractional banking system and lend 8 times or 10 times that amount of money. So there's one heck of a lot of money out there. Now, what has the Fed done here? We've talked about all these peripheral things we all know about, but most people don't really understand, and certainly CNBC and all of the other networks don't want to talk about it. And that is that in order to save Wall Street and try to put a slow cap on the decline of real estate, and essentially, hopefully, to save the economy from going into a deep recession, the Fed has abandoned the dollar because lower interest rates were the last thing that the dollar wanted or needed. And the dollar has already broken down technically every barrier for the last 26 years. And the breakdown came at 80 on the USDX, which is the dollar index, which is six other currencies versus the dollar on a weighted basis. And so what has happened here is the dollar's broken down. It's going to drop from 80 to 72, 75, and then probably down to 40 to 55, with about 50%, maybe 35, 40% retracement. That means we won't be able to sell our treasury paper. And that means that the Federal Reserve is buyer of last resort, and the Federal Reserve is a private organization. The buyer of last resort will buy that treasury paper. And in so doing, they create money out of thin air, and that money buys a treasury paper, and it becomes monetized, as it's called, and it's highly inflationary. Now, we've already got money and credit increases, which we publish on an estimated basis in the International Forecast. There's only a couple of other people who do it. The M3, which that is, money and credit, was discontinued a year and a half ago by the Federal Reserve because they didn't want you to know what they were doing. And so for the last 4 years, the Fed has been increasing money and credit by about 8%. Now it's up to 14% and a little bit over that. 14% on a monthly basis is 48% annualized. So here we have, and incidentally, 18 of the top 20 banks in the world are doing the same thing. And so we're going to have hyperinflation all over the world. And if you add in the amount of money that's been created and the monetization that's going on and will go on at least over the next 6 months, we're talking about an increase in money and credit from 14 to perhaps as high as 20% between now and the end of 2008. And if my calculations are correct, and I've been more right than anybody on almost everything, then inflation next year, by the end of the year, will be over 15%. It's 11.1% now, not the 2% that your government tells you, because your government doesn't tell you the truth. As a matter of fact, because of the manipulations in markets, the government is your enemy. And incidentally, when Greenspan was speaking about all these things over the last several days to promote his book, he did say that, oh, well, we tried to stop that housing bubble. In fact, we even went into the market and we bought the 10-year treasury trying to make the yield go down, excuse me, just the opposite. They sold the 10-year treasury trying to make the yield go up so that we could put a cap on the housing market boom. And he said, we don't call it a bubble, we call it frothiness. and so, of course, he's lying through his teeth.
Well,
but the point is,
he does best.
He's admitted he was manipulating the bond market.
Yep.
And most everybody missed that.
But they would
because they only see what they want to see.
You notice how these former Fed chairmen somehow, you know, by the corrupt media, are given this halo over their head. They're given the utmost respect, that no matter how ridiculous it is when they say something, make it sound like it's the King of Kings speaking. And, you know, Greenspan makes these points, the ludicrous points in his book, you know, first about Iraq and what a necessity it was to save the world oil market, when we know that's totally fictitious. Oil is higher now than ever before. Saddam wanted to keep the price down, not up. And of course, you know, when he comes out and says that the Reagan administration, I mean the Bush administration, has certainly not done a very good job on the deficit front. Well, of course, we know that that's exactly what has been going on since day one with the Republicans and the Democrats. And Mr. Greenspan presided for nearly three decades over the engine of inflation, which, of course, depends upon deficits to be monetized. So, you know, he's talking out of four sides of his mouth, but no one in the media picked up on that either, Bob.
Well, he also said that the euro would replace the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And he said oil was going higher.
Yes.
And, of course, the lies that he came out about the Middle East.
Oh, it's
William
Grider,
who wrote Secrets of the Tomb, he was with the Fed. He said that, and it's a short article, but he said he's nothing but a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And he cited the different things that he lied about.
Yep. Well,
and I'm proud of him for doing that,
yes,
because these guys get away with it, as you were just pointing out. Mm. And it's because the press is controlled by these people.
Yeah, they get a free ride.
Yeah, you know, Alan Greenspan was a complete loser until he got himself an appointment in the Federal Reserve Board. And his business was a disaster because I know people who hired his service and said this guy couldn't do anything right.
Yeah, and he
so
was the
Greenspan
one.
So Greenspan was being fed all of the things that he was supposed to do by others from behind the scenes, and he was simply a front man.
And he was
Bernanke
the one that
the same thing.
Supposedly is a great libertarian, and what libertarian do you know of that would have the Federal Reserve System? I don't know of any.
He's no libertarian.
Right.
He's an opportunist.
Yeah,
exactly,
Bob.
And
big phony.
He has allowed himself to be the instrument of the Illuminati. I mean, you don't get to be Sir Alan Greenspan unless you've done exactly what you've been told to do.
Oh, absolutely. He's been knighted now in so many words. So with gold now, we see gold climbing. Would you say now that it's a good time to stock up on some gold?
I have never in the 48 years that I've been involved in gold and silver and other natural resources, I have never seen a more bullish market. And we haven't finished phase one of three or four.
Mm-hmm.
Phases.
Right.
That will end when we break out over 850.
Right.
And we got a long way to go. The very, very minimum that gold is going to go to is 2,000.
That's what we're saying.
And it could go to 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000, depending upon the madness of markets. Markets are not normal things. There's no logic. It's kind of a swing by your tail sort of thing. And that's why when you have manipulation the way you do today, that you can't put a slide rule to it all or use charts or waves or cycles, because they're all messed up because they don't mean anything because of the manipulation. But the answer to your question, we got a long way to go, and I think people are fortunate to be listening to this program.
Mm-hmm.
To find out, if they don't already know, that gold and silver are going to do enormously well. And as you know, Republic has a great facility for selling those items. And anybody who is not in gold and silver that has money to do so needs their head examined. Because this is a chance of a lifetime. This will be the biggest bull market in the history of any bull market in history. And it, too, will become a bubble, but it won't be that way until it passes 3,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I know when you were predicting that some time ago, and a lot of others were saying the same thing, people thought that was far-fetched, and now they're not saying that. They're realizing the incredible potential here that is going to be realized. I think you're absolutely right. And I would rather put my chestnuts in your fire any day than in what we're being told by some people who, of course, have a vested interest in staying away from the gold and silver and the bullion, as well as the certificates and so forth. So obviously, you know, a little bit of wisdom can go a long way when you're dealing here with these metals. So, all right, we have a break coming up, Bob Chapman, and people can get on the line right now. If you'd like to ask a question, don't dilly-dally, don't hesitate. Right now, a question or a point for Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com, 800-313-9443 is the number. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, I'm back now with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. And I could go on and on with questions for you, Bob, but we do have a lot of phone calls. So let's begin right now with Chris in California. Hello, Chris. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hello, Rick. How's my favorite Internet radio host?
I'm doing. Thank you.
Question
for Bob.
Of course, I have a question for Mr. Robert Chapman. Bob, the question is, how can we trust the gold and silver mining and exploration junior stocks to actually pay off when the stock market on a whole really has no culpability? And in the past, they did pay off. Let's give them the example of the 29 stock debacle, the depression, as it were. Okay, they did pay off. They multiplied, you know, to the heavens, and everybody that was in it did very well. But today, you know, today you say throw out all the charts, and I do. I throw out all the charts. But wouldn't it be much better to just hold the physical as opposed to try and leverage for the maximum results in the gold and silver, given the fact that Wall Street can never be held accountable and you might not ever collect the 50 baggers as opposed to the 5 or 10 baggers by holding the physical?
Well, I think it what is suitable for one is not suitable for another. And it all depends on the personality and the feelings about Wall Street. You, I guess, probably are a physical holder and believe that Wall Street's not to be trusted and you shouldn't go into that area. And that's fine. I've been in both areas for almost 50 years. And, you know, you could turn around and say, well, maybe the government will decide that no matter what the date or anything else, they just go confiscate your coins and they'll include your guns and your children up to 12 years old and maybe they'll ship you to California or Oregon and your wife to Florida work and maybe they'll put your kids in a home in Chicago. I mean, there's all sorts of configurations you can figure on. And so, you know, when it comes right down to it, nothing is safe unless you're willing to fight for it. And so I'm a great advocate of coins, and I'm a great advocate of stocks as well. It doesn't mean with stocks that you have to stay in to the bitter end. If you buy all your stocks at 50 cents and they all go to $5, and maybe you should get out there and take that money and turn it into coins because you've taken advantage of the leverage. It doesn't matter what Wall Street does in the final analysis because they're going to keep Wall Street open as long as possible. And they will be buyers of gold stocks and probably gold bullion as well along the way. And the bullion aspect is borne out by the institutional usage of GLD, which is an exchange-traded fund. But I think fear in using any kind of a vehicle in this day and age because we don't know what's going to government's going to do, and they can do anything they want. And so I feel that for those who should be in stocks, they should use some of them, and if they shouldn't, maybe they should have all coins, or maybe they should have some coins, and maybe they should have some Swiss franc government bonds. We don't know until we talk to people, and that's what I do.
Good answer, yeah. Bob. Very good.
All right. Thank you, Chris, for the
call.
Thank
you, Rick.
All right, sir. All right, let's take Gary in Tennessee next. Hello, Gary. Are you there, Gary?
Yes, I am.
Okay, speak
Bob
up.
Bob Chapman's got to be the man that could analyze the question that I posed. Uh-huh. $4.5 billion has been laid on the table, put options, 30 days in length, expires the 21st this Friday. That tells me either they're going to bomb Iran tomorrow, or we got six nuclear-tipped cruise missiles sitting in Louisiana. It might hit six American cities with 10 times the power of Hiroshima bombs. And the market, as I understand, has to go down 30 to 50% before they make a dime on the put options. Your comments, Mr. Chapman.
Mm-hmm. It's an interest rate play, and they're balanced on both sides. It's as simple as that. Has nothing to do with anything else except fear-mongering. And we've got enough of that anyway. It's a misinterpretation, and you're going to find that out in the next couple of days. And as far as the missiles are concerned, we really don't know what they were up to. I think it was the beginning of a false flag operation, and I'm only guessing. And what tells me that is the elimination of a half dozen people who were involved in the shipment and in one way or another of those missiles.
All right, if you want to hang on, you may. But we got a quick break. 3 minutes, we'll be right back with Bob Chapman, our guest. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Back, and is Gary still there from Tennessee? Gary?
Yeah,
are you there?
I want to wrap this up really quick.
Well, you heard Bob's answer now. What do you think?
I've got a pile of network news and government crap in one hand,
yep.
And I got the RBN truth in my other hand.
Yeah.
And I'm continually balancing one against the other to try to find out the truth. I have no idea whether or not any of this thing is true, but I do know one thing. Two B-52 bomber pilots have died in Minot, North Dakota, and the two guys that reported the transfer of these weapons and supposedly one missing weapon to the Army Times, they're both dead. So there's four deaths that have been documented on this transfer of the cruise missiles with nuclear tips.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have any idea, but what I'm saying is, worst case scenario, we're talking about the beginning of World War III with nuclear exchange with Russia and Chinese on American soil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid, and I hope to God I'm wrong.
Okay. We shall see. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your very Very interesting concerns, and I tend to agree with Bob Chapman. It is about fear and manipulating, and these stories are definitely leaked out, and they're definitely allowed to disseminate on the internet and all over. And quite honestly, I don't pay any attention to them, because when something happens, it's going to happen, and I have nothing to do with it. I can't stop it if it happens, right? And I have nothing to say about it. But quite frankly, I believe that what we're witnessing really is the beginning of a worldwide campaign economically, more than anything, to bring about economic ruin and bring all of these nations, particularly the nations of the Middle East, that will not come in, and the Muslim nations, into this new world order, into that very order. That's my view of it, and I see that happening. I see whether they like it or not, they're going to have to be dragged in. This evil, you know, of post-World War II America, creating the IMF and the Bretton Woods Agreement and the World Bank and all of these lending institutions, was basically to create the framework for a total world system that will unfortunately result in this new world order that they have been working for some time now, Bob. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Well, I think you're right. I think what you have to be is extremely discerning as to, you know, what you hang your hat on.
Right, and, exactly.
And it's not easy. You know, I spent a while, you know, working and doing analytical work for the government and counterintelligence, and it's a plotting step-by-step thing.
Yeah.
And I very often see misinformation, disinformation coming through, and you can spot it with certain authors mm-hmm. that I won't even bother to read, because
yeah.
I know whatever their agenda is, it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I try to dissect everything. I call my own contacts to see what they think, and or if they have any further information. And then I come to some conclusions, or sometimes they don't, because I just don't know. And the missile thing is an example of something I just don't know. It seems extraordinarily suspicious, and I think they might have got caught with their pants down, and you don't have a 20-year-old dying and being interred in Arlington Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong. And the person in question, Mr. Blue, as he was, is his name, or I don't know what his rank was. And he was an athlete. And there was, in the obituary which I read, there was no mention of the reason why he died. And I'm sure someone like Ted Tietmeyer or somebody will dig into it and find out what the reason was. But, you know, if I had to guess, I'd say they were whacked. And
what
so there was something going on, but whether we'll find out or not, I don't know.
What about the death of some in Congress now?
Well, that's possible, you know, that he was killed deliberately. But then again, who knows, maybe he fell down and hit his head the wrong way or something like that.
You know, it reminds me of when in the 70s, the late 70s, they were debating the Panama Canal treaties, and there was a senator from, I think it was Alabama, James B. Allen, was it? And he was prepared to bring to the hearings an entire plethora of documents that he had amassed pertaining to the United States legal ownership of the canal, and he met with misfortune just before those hearings. And you know, this has happened before. We've had attempted assassinations with Congressman Stennis, you recall, in Washington, D.C., and some of the others, Sonny Bono, of course, and we had Traficant go to jail, and some of these guys were sticking their necks out, and unfortunately, when you stick it out too far, looks like you might get it chopped off. So, all right, let's take another call now. Ernie in Virginia is next. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Bob. On Tuesday, there was an article in the Times Online titled Prepare for Prolonged Turmoil, says U.S. Treasury Secretary. And essentially what was in the article, there was a discussion about our Secretary of Treasury, Henry Paulson, going on an emergency meeting and meeting with the Chancellor from Great Britain and the French Finance Minister to talk about the financial world problems and affecting those two countries and the U.S. And in the article, Mr. Paulson has described the U.S. economy as, quote, diverse and healthy, with inflation controlled and growth good. And he said the declining U.S. employment in August, the first drop in 4 years, had not been a surprise given where we are in the economic expansion. You know, we have government officials continually providing disinformation, and as a subscriber to your international forecaster, Bob, for the past year, I have found it most interesting in your discussion and the facts and how you analyze the situation, the banks, the derivatives, hedge funds, CDOs, and the games that are being played, the lack of oversight, the lack of regulation, just a wide-open waste, fraud, and abuse scheme going on in America. To me, we have a total breakdown in integrity in our system of accountability. And you've had some good calls tonight, Bob. And from my viewpoint, given your discussion about the gold prices going up, yes, this is a window of opportunity for those who have the money to invest in gold or gold mining stock. But what about food, Bob? Isn't food going to – I know you've discussed this in your international forecaster. Shouldn't someone be diversified, make certain you have ample supply of water, food, gold coins, and you know, spread out your – minimize your risk by being diversified?
Well, the answer is yes, and you know that because I do discuss it. It's
you
just
do.
That it was pointed towards – the question was pointed towards something else, and I didn't get into that because it didn't enter into the conversation, but yes, since the mid-1960s, actually 1964 to be exact, because that's the year that when I was living in Los Angeles, they had the Watts riots. And I believed from then on that people should have a minimum of 3 months of food and obtainable and water that can be purified and, if possible, a generator, and of course weapons and enough ammunition and clips that that you can, you know, defend yourself. There's a whole line of things that you have to do, and that is very basic. There's a lot of people I've talked to about that who are older who don't care. Younger people and middle-aged people are probably more in tune with that because they have children and grandchildren who are younger. Reverting back to your original statement regarding Mr. Paulson, he is an inveterate liar, and he couldn't tell the truth if it jumped up in his face. And what he's over there in Europe doing, in all probability, is a number of things, but the most important probably is the deal that's being made to bail out the banks, the investment banks, Wall Street, the City of London, and the other players in this thing on a combined effort by central banks. And that's what they're up to. And it'll take them about 6 months to clean up the mess as best they can. The losses will be very, very large. And because of that deflationary aspect of those events, ever more money will be poured into the system, along with credit, of course. And what will happen is that that will cause further inflation. The Fed has, I should say, the Fed, at the behest of the Illuminati, have decided that they're going to let the dollar go down. And that means gold and silver have got to go up. Now, we don't have any control over what the Illuminati does because they're behind the scenes and they control most all governments. And so are governments of any note. And so they are going to do what they're going to do. And all we can really do is react to it. And part of reacting is what investments we made, whether they're in food and water and other basic staples, or whether they're in different types of investments to protect one's the asset that one does have. And so that's the whole chain. But whenever they have a meeting like that, you know that there's 100 other things that they're talking about, and they're not going to tell you about it. And so you've got to guess at what they're doing.
Yes, excellent response, Bob. But the Northern Rock Bank situation with all the bad loans and the $200 billion billion dollars in mortgages using short-term money and not satisfying reserve requirements, sort of like what the U.S. banks are doing, and you look at the banking situation being such a mess. Combine that with the growth in our deficit that you reported on Saturday, with the increase in our debt from $5.6 trillion to $9.815 trillion, and then looking at the price of gold and oil and the euro back when Bush took office and where it is now, it's like the country is totally out of control, and there is some agenda at work. Maybe this is pushing us to a one-world government, but Sunday night when I saw 60 Minutes and I saw Mr. Greenspan in the interview, and he was asked about Hillary Clinton, would she make a good president? And he said, yes, she would. But then he said he would vote Republican, or he thought he would vote Republican. But my last point is, after 30 years of the Bush and Clinton families running this country, isn't it time for a change? And if we did have a change, who would you recommend to be president? Who would you support to be president to get us out of this mess? That's my last
point. Well, a change is going to be difficult, and my choice would be Ron Paul, and the elimination by being voted out 90% of Congress, because they're as bad as the president is, because they're all on the take, and the ones that aren't on the take are compromised. And we just get the same old, there's no difference between the parties. But Ron Paul would make a tremendous difference. He would give us a shot at saving the country. Whether we can get him nominated or not remains to be seen. If not, I would think that then he would choose to go on the ballot in another party, even if he lost. But that is the only chance we've got.
Well, thank you so much, Bob, and I happen to agree. I think Ron Paul is our only chance. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Ernie, for your call. We have a lot of other callers, but we have a break coming up, too. One thing I did want to interject here was the point that you had made in your latest email newsletter, and that had to do with Medicare tightening the rules now pertaining to complications from procedures and how they're not going to be paying for them anymore, Bob, huh?
Right, and it's about time that happened.
Uh-huh.
You know, somebody's been picking up the bill. It's like that in many fields. I talked to a woman today, and she was misled on a mortgage, and by the time she went to get it, her credit was bad. And the person who was doing the mortgage was responsible, and that caused her financial harm.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people should pursue those kinds of things. And the doctors and the hospital staff that create these errors, and that's very simply what they are, and everybody's human, they may make errors. And unfortunately, when dealing with human life, it could mean that that somebody might die. But the items cited were certainly reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And so now on, from now on, the hospitals are going to have to pay. And I think if the doctors are involved, the doctors who are involved, if they are involved, should, if they're mistakes, they should be made to pick up the tab.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely. It's been going on
for a long
time. I
think that's only fair, and if they don't like that, you know, they can go and practice in Nicaragua or Kazakhstan or wherever they want.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I agree
mean,
with you.
I mean, you know, they've been getting away with this for thousands of years.
That's the nature of the system, and that's the socialist system right there, Medicare. And now you have people like Hillary who tried this before with Ira Magaziner, you know. We need an outhouse compact, as they say. More socialized medicine. Uh-uh. That's what created the problem. We'll be back with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, and your calls in just 3 minutes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
All right, we're back now, and we'll continue to go to the phones here and take Henry from Connecticut next for Bob Chapman. Hello, Henry.
Oh, hi. Yeah, a couple of questions for Mr.
Yes.
Chapman.
Number one, have you heard of a book called Technical Analysis of Stock Trends by Robert Edwards and John McGee?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a very good book, right?
It was one of the first, if not the first, book that I read on charting.
Right. And there's another one called The Stock Market by Richard Tolles, or T. Wells. It's T-E-W-E-L-E-S. That's what I suppose we told
us. I don't know that one.
Okay, but that first one is a good classic that the masters use. One of them.
Yeah.
And Joe, you heard a person, but, well, yeah, okay. I'll move on. I want to ask about also the gold standard. And, of course, the books by Larry Williams, too, right?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, right. The Secret of Selecting Stocks for Immediate and Substantial Gains and the Right Stock at the Right Time, both by Larry Williams. Tell me about this. Larry Williams had a Traders World Cup something, and there is such an organization, I looked it up, where, and I don't know how long ago it was when he did it, where he took like 5,000 and, you know, brought it up to a million. I'm not saying that that should be average or most people could do that or average it. You know, somebody just takes 5,000 and turn it into a few thousand.
Oh, it shows it's possible.
Right, it's possible. Because what I was thinking is with me, somebody with a, you know, 9 to 5, they can buy gold. But the problem is, at least with some commodities especially, certain ones, you can get the kind of leverage. Let's say if some people will allow like a $1,500 account or a $2,000 account as opposed to $5,000. And, of course, the company I really can't stand is a company called Lynn Waldock. I'm sure you're familiar with them. They're like the big commodity brokerage house. I can't stand
it's
them.
Lynn Waldock.
Yes, Lynn Waldock. Yeah, I'm sure you heard of them and know about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like them. I just don't like the attitude. Well, what I'm saying is this, to get to the point. With the kind of leverage the commodities can give, even though there's substantial risk, but I'm saying somebody who trades them professionally from learning from masters, like you, Larry Williams, there's another guy named George Angell, I won't get into him. They could take, like, let's say $1,000, and they could, if they just get double their money, and then take the profits and use that to buy gold. Because the average person who gets can probably only afford to buy maybe one or two coins. Okay, if gold goes up to $2,000 an ounce, well, okay, they'll have a nice savings account. But I'd say in order for them to really get rich or, you know, enough, let's say they could buy, like, office buildings, like what you say, or even a house, they would probably have to, like, have, like, lots of ounces of coins. Correct?
Maybe, maybe not. It all depends on what happens in the economy.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
You know, what you're talking about here is you're talking about people, perhaps like yourself, who have the time and the acumen to do that. And I don't recommend it because approximately 85 to 90% of people who do trade commodities with their leverage lose money.
Yes, I've heard that too.
That's why people go into managed commodity accounts or managed forex accounts, which is foreign exchange.
Right, I know what forex is.
Let the experts do it because that's what they do all day long, and you go off and you do what you do best.
Right, but let me ask this: somebody has a computer, and also let's say someone who subscribes to your newsletter, which is excellent, by the way.
All
it's
right.
Not even
quickly
a newsletter.
Quickly now, quickly now.
Okay,
make the point.
Oh, you I had a music. Okay.
All right.
I'll hold on. You had a music.
All right, we're just 1 minute, and that's it. We're going to move along. Okay, we'll be right back in 1 minute with more of Bob Chapman and Rick Adams. Stay tuned.